It takes off and lands like a helicopter and flies like an airplane, and U.S. military officials believe they have ironed out serious flaws with the V-22 Osprey. The armed forces are counting on that controversial aircraft to deliver supplies and troops faster over greater distances than traditional helicopters, and NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Several times in its 20 troubled years of development, it appeared the V-22 Osprey would die. But Marines are known for their tenacity, and the Corps is not giving up on the Osprey. At the Patuxent River Naval Air Station in southern Maryland this week, the military showed off the latest rebirth of the unique tilt-rotor aircraft. The Osprey deftly swooped in over the air station, banking sharply. It displayed its agility as it flew backward, hovering above the tarmac, before twisting and lifting off, and quickly switching into airplane mode as its big rotors tilted forward. Osprey boosters say it's revolutionary. Its speed and maneuverability, they say, make it less vulnerable to enemy fire. Master Sergeant Scott Marston is with Air Force Special Operations, which also wants the Osprey. Marston says the Osprey will allow the stealthful insertion and extraction of special forces and equipment to remote landing zones, or LZs, in the war on terrorism and other combat operations.
It allows us to get there quicker, and that's what we like about it. Land in the zone, let our forces off to go do their job, and we can come back, pick them up, get them out of a hot LZ as quick as possible. I think for medevac missions, we can get there much quicker as it flies the speeds of a C-130, and now we have the capability of landing like a helicopter. So it's been really enjoyable. I like it.
Test pilots here like to say, we put the Osprey through hell because it might have to go there. Yet you wouldn't know the Osprey has had a hellish 2 decades of development, including a string of deadly accidents, technical flaws, and controversies, by talking to members of the team. Today, Osprey development team members talk as if the program has no past, only a bright future. Ken Moritz is the government's director of business development for the V-22.
We don't ask why questions. We're fixing the problems as they're identified, and we go from here.
But others are still asking why questions about the Osprey's safety, high cost, and need, including some members of Congress, watchdog groups, and widows of Marine Corps aviators killed. 30 people have died in Osprey crashes during tests, and it was discovered that the head of one Osprey unit ordered the falsification of maintenance records to make the Osprey appear safer. The Osprey's biggest setback was in April of 2000 when 19 Marines died in a crash blamed on something called the vortex ring state. That's when a helicopter, in the Osprey's case its tilt rotors, lose lift capability after descending too quickly. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Gross, the Osprey's flight test director, says engineers now know the parameters of the Osprey's vortex ring state and have developed guidelines on how to avoid it.
We didn't make any changes in the aircraft or the control laws, but what we've done is we have further bounded and defined the area where vortex ring state occurs, and we now fully understand what happens during vortex ring state.
And Gross says designers have installed new visual and oral safety alarms to warn the pilot if he or she is nearing the ring state, as well as new training on how to better respond. Kevin Gross stands on the tarmac near a parked Osprey. Lieutenant Colonel says, as tragic as it is, the deaths of Marine aviators have made the aircraft safer.
Many of those pilots were friends and associates, and I miss them, and I am here today to make this airplane better, more capable, more reliable, and safer, so they do not die in vain.
Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Patuxent River Naval Air Station, Maryland.